Welcome inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Very pleased to be joined by Eagles defensive end Vinny Curry. And Vinny, first of all, physically, you look a little bit bigger than last year. Tell us about some of the changes to your body this offseason.
You know, coming in, you know, I just wanted to train really hard. You know, this offseason, you know, really dedicate myself. I didn't go on no vacations or anything. You know, really changed my diet and dedicated this offseason, you know, just trying to come back and, you know, really earn my mark in the league.
What did you finish last year at weight-wise, and what are you now?
Last year, I finished that at maybe like 260. Weight-wise, now I'm at 280.
Nice.
So, yeah, definitely a good jump. And as far as y'all know, you know, I didn't lose a step. And if anything, you know, I'm just getting quicker and quicker. Just keep working on my footwork and everything. And, you know, just hoping, you know, just to help this team win.
And when you say changes to the diet, what exactly goes into that? Tell us what you eliminated, what you're eating now, stuff like that.
You know, I just eliminated, you know, the actual junk, you know, really – you know, on the vitamin plan, and you know, Coach Kelly has the nutritionist here, so you know, just follow what they give out, and you know, try to really, really take advantage of everything we have around us and all the sources we have.
What kind of milkshake do you have?
I got a mango. I said mango, banana, and peanut butter.
Oh,
it's nice.
Good.
Yeah, definitely good.
So obviously the big change to this defense seems like there's going to be at least a lot of 3-4 looks, and you're going to stay right now at least on the line as a defensive end there?
Well, you know, I'm working, you know, at 3-4 end, and you know, they got a little razzle-dazzle things for me, you know, just put me in the best position to make plays and use my pass rushing skills and this defense, you know, but you got to crawl before we walk, and right now we're just in the beginning stages of things.
Yeah, and then obviously you guys don't really have full contact right now. That's not going to come until training camp. But in terms of just comfort level, how has it gone for you so far?
Oh, man, it's going great, man. And, you know, I'm really enjoying myself. And, you know, back working with Coach Az, back working with Coach Mentor, you know, these guys, you know, was real huge stepping stones in my career. And then for them to be back in my life and back in the career things, it just makes you want to work even harder because they know what they can get out of you.
So for those of you who don't know, the Eagles defensive line coach, Jerry Azanera, was your defensive line coach at Marshall for a year.
Right.
And Rick Minter, the inside linebackers coach now for the Eagles, was your, I guess, interim head coach and defensive coordinator, right?
2 years, yep.
So what was it like when you found out that both those guys were coming here, and what has it been like working with Coach Az once again?
You know, it's just you just wanted to come in and, you know, continue doing the right things and doing things right. You know, being a good teammate in the locker room and, you know, a good teammate on the field, you know, those guys know that you're capable of doing things. All you got to do, everything is going to fall itself and fall back in place, you know, whether it's, you know, doing this assignment right, doing that assignment right, you know, there's a trust factor there that you can, if you're having trouble with something or something on your mind, you just don't hold it in. You go to those guys and you talk about it.
And then there's even one more connection. The assistant, the offensive quality control coach, Press Taylor, was a teammate of yours.
Teammate, yep. Yeah, definitely. Too. You know, and Press is a great guy, man. You know, so when he texted me and said that he was coming here, I just started laughing. You know, we even got our equipment manager here too, as well, Dustin. Yeah, so
this is Marshall reunion.
Yeah, definitely. You feel right at home.
In terms of the difference in playing style, from what you can tell, what is the big difference from being outside in a 4-3 to being outside in a 3-4?
You know, 3-4, you two-gapping. You know, you got controls. I mean, you have responsibility of, you know, the C-gap, the B-gap, and whatever the play might be at that time. You know, whether it's 4-3, 4-3 is a one-gap defense.
I know that last year you were a little frustrated not to be able to get onto the field until the tail end of the season. When you look back at that rookie season, how much of it serves as motivation moving forward, and what are you sort of looking to prove here?
Well, you know, the whole season was definitely, for now, for me, is just motivation. I mean, but, you know, you can't dwell on the past, you know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm just looking to move forward and, you know, fresh start and, you know, just getting ready, getting to play on the field and back to what I love to do and what I've been drafted here to do, and that's play football and make plays.
Is there any specific technique stuff that you're working on?
You know, just getting my hand placements ready together, you know, and hand placements is definitely different between the 3-4 and the 4-3 here. But, you know, just converting back to the things I used to do, you know, monitoring the things I already good at, and he's just tweaking a little bit of things. So it's definitely going to be a good turnout.
And having grown up an Eagles fan yourself, you know sort of the culture change that is undergoing here under Chip Kelly. What do you make of the new, the practice style, all the changes here to the NovaCare Complex? How are you finding life under Coach Kelly?
You know, it's just, you know, it's good. It's going good. It's going real good. You know, guys are flying around. You know, our practice is definitely up tempo. The change of practice is different. You know, everything is hurry up, whether it's a defense or offense. You know, we try to get as many reps as we can, and guys like it, and, you know, I like it. I know, speaking from a D-line standpoint, in our room, we love it.
And everybody always talks about the biggest jump, I guess, in the NFL. It's supposed to come from year one to year two. You get your first full offseason. Do you feel like, you know, as a rookie, you were in one place, and now heading into your sophomore year, you're more of a professional, I guess?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, like you were saying, last year, you know, with the frustration not playing out there, it matures you. You know, that could have went either way. You know, so this definitely matures you and just gets you ready, you know, for upcomings and upbrings and what's going to happen down the road. You know, that was a little bump in the road. We got over it. You know, it's a new year, new start, and let's just move on from that.
All right. Well, let's move on with Vinnie Curry. New start for the Eagles defensive end. Plenty more to come on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.